Now, sweetie, just keep relaxing for me. Let your mind and body ease themselves down, lightly, into complete relaxation. Sleep for me. Night-night, pet. Now, just focus on my voice. What we're going to do is take you down even deeper, using some simple relaxation and focusing exercises. Then we're going to talk about helping you to experience something absolutely pleasurable, absolutely irresistibly pleasurable. We're going to help you experience wonderful, sensual bliss in the emptying of your weary mind. Now, imagine for me the way you feel right when you have to get up out of bed, but you don't want to. That feeling that it will be so much easier to go back to sleep. In that situation, what you really want to do is go back to sleep, but you force yourself to get out of bed and do something you don't want to do. You force yourself to because there's some other goal, some very important reason that you have to get out of bed. Otherwise, if you hadn't had enough sleep, you'd just roll right over. You would do what was easiest. Well, we're here to talk about how easy it can be to relax, to let your mind empty, and to obey. And how sometimes you can avoid the hard things and just let the easy things that you enjoy happen. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. As I go, please relax for me. Let your mind remember and focus on that state of drowsy desire, that time when you first need to rise but desire to return to sleep. Desire to do what is easiest, which is to fall down, down, down. So as I count from 10 to 1, you are going to fade slowly into a part of your mind where it's much easier to relax. Easier and simpler to allow the tension to fall from your body and your listening to become enhanced. And then I'm going to teach you some commands you can use, or let others use, to help you feel certain kinds of pleasure in future that scratch an itch you have that leads you to deep trancing like this. To help you let go of your worries. Help you roll your mind back over and sleep in that deep hazy part of yourself that is fun to recede to while your body just does the easy thing and obeys. So, 10. Remember that desire to turn over. 9. Let it fill your mind with hazy, warm, delicious mist. Mist composed of forgetting and relaxing. 8. Sinking down into that relaxation as all the worries drain from your mind. 7. Draining away to nothing. Nothing except relaxing and listening. 6. Listening ever more. Relaxing more and more. 6. Easing down so deep into drowsy warmth and pure, euphoric release from responsibility and thought. 5. No matter what the numbers are now, you're fading down deeper and deeper. 4. Into a part of you where every word I say can take on any significance we want it to. And as your thoughts submerge and your mind opens before my voice like a flower, each word becomes as relaxing as the numbers were. Your mind was training itself to go deeper for the numbers, but now every word has the same potency as numbers like 3, deeper, lower, drowsier. Each of those words as powerful as the numbers are. 2, lower and lower, sleepier, deeper and deeper. Finally, 1, sleep deeply, further than you were before into a place where your open, receptive mind takes aboard what I have to say, listening to my voice and the scenarios it provides. So, we were talking about how you could envision just wanting to turn back over and go to sleep. Now we're going to talk about the pleasure of having nothing more important to do and being able to roll back over and go to sleep, at least the conscious part of your mind. We're going to teach you some specific words, and we're going to tie anchored responses to those words. And whenever these phrases are said by anyone, you will experience the feeling of needing to turn over and go back to sleep. The feeling of just your mind going back to sleep, leaving you a blank puppeted shell, there to be guided, deliciously, blissfully blank. Imagine what it is to be blank, docile, patient, and absolutely empty, to have all your thoughts wiped warmly away by a soothing kind of euphoria, where anything that happens is okay by you, living completely in the moment. So all you pay attention to is the thread of the voice in front of you, or what passes in front of your eyes, your instructions, or what you read, what you are asked to do. You're sitting there focused on something, and then somebody says, be blank, and then your name, or be blank, pet. And suddenly, blissfully, your mind rolls over and goes back to sleep. But your body stays right where it was, alert, eyes open, blinking slowly when they need to. Perhaps a slackening of the jaw and your mouth opening, possibly drooling if you didn't think to close it before you heard the words, be blank, pet. Because after those words, no thinking goes on. And while you're in this state of pleasurable blankness, caused by the words, be blank, followed by your name, or the word, pet, you will remain where you are. Thinking will be difficult, as if trying to think your way through heavy, viscous, but delicious and comforting honey, coating your mind, your thoughts falling back in rather than escaping. As long as you're safe, your body will stay as it is posed. If somebody takes your hand, your leg, your arm, and tries to move it, you'll move with them, blank and compliant, because the pleasure you feel makes it so much better to do that than to try and fight the pleasure, which has blanked you. It feels too good to just keep relaxing into the blankness, and there is no room for anything else. It would be so much effort, and pointless effort at that, to resist anything at all. Nothing would unnerve or bother you. No matter what is done to you, it will be pleasurable and enjoyable, and you will live purely in that moment. A blank slate except for whatever is written on you by everyone around you. Simply let your mind be split. There are lines of thought which travel from the deepest part of your mind, out to your body, and lines of sensory input which travel in from your body to your mind. For example, if you think you'd like to get up and go somewhere, you think thoughts of moving your legs, thoughts of where to go. You remember your keys, your coat, anything you need, and you obtain them, almost on automatic pilot, because you have done a thing so many times before. Just as you have wanted to roll over and go back to sleep so many times before. Your mind is efficient at translating thoughts which originate in your subconscious mind to reactions which rest in your body and in your conscious mind. So, when you become blank, simply make a space for thoughts in your head, which, no matter how hard they try, will never translate into actions. Leave them in there. Envision a room with a lock and a key. And then, when you have been instructed to do something by the person you are listening to, by instructions left in your environment, that instruction can unlock the door, but it will allow only one thought out of the blank zone and into the conscious zone. For example, the thought, stand up, may be allowed out long enough to send the signal to do so. Then it will be put back in the blank zone, every bit as blank and compliant as you are. Thus, we create a division in your mind. Your thoughts may move, they still exist, you may even know about them. But they are temporarily in the exile caused by be blank, pet. They will stay there until freed by another voice, or until you need to do something else so you'll snap out of it, eventually. But not before a long, blank, time-dilated void has formed in your mind, fading only when you awake. Indeed, words may fall completely out of your memory, out of your cognition, memories falling away. As you lie there, dilated, your mind simply waiting, receptively. And of course, if you need to snap out of the trance for some important reason, you would. But since you so rarely will, and since you need to go deeper, and be blank, most of the time, when you hear, be blank, followed by your name, or pet, be blank, pet, said by someone, you'll just remain in that blankness, and you'll just roll over as your brain goes back to sleep. And that's just how it's going to be. Pleasurable, blank, and relaxing. But of course, that's not all your mind can do. There's much more fun that can be had with this blissful blankness. Once you're in that blank state, it might be possible to write on your mind like a slate out there for people to gently inscribe their thoughts onto. Among those thoughts in your blank zone, the void within your mind, is also your perception of time. So for example, if you were blank and stuck in place, relaxing and vacant, the passage of time might be lost on you until your body alerted you to something necessary like eating or drinking, or going elsewhere because you needed to. That needs to be done, but that is the condition in which the blankness ends. Otherwise, your thoughts remain in that zone from which they will not bother to escape because it'll feel too good to stay in there, uselessly drifting for a while. Imagine what it is to be obsessed with a specific word or concept. The idea of thinking of nothing else, it's kind of like the opposite of blankness. If somebody says a certain set of words, then says your own arm, you would stare happily at your own arm, thinking only about it, or envision your arm, or think of things to do with it. And if somebody said that special phrase and they said sex, you'd find yourself able to think, but able to think of nothing but sex, nothing but pleasure and rutting and heat, your mind filled with images of blissful, sexy interludes. The idea of fixating your mind on one concept. Just take the same idea of segregating your mind, of placing certain thoughts in the blank zone, and letting your mind be blank, and instead put all thoughts except that one in there. For example, from now on, when someone says, think only of something, sure, you may have other thoughts, but your mind will be split between one type of thought, which can affect what you will do, and another type which is stuck in limbo, locked away. All of your thoughts will become locked away, except for the thoughts able to get their signal out, the thoughts specified after think only of. For example, think only of sex. Think only of yourself. Think only of orgasm. Think only of kissing. Think only of the way your mind feels when it sinks deeper. Think of obeying. And your mind would stay normal, except it would be absolutely obsessive. Think of licking. And so on. You would then think of whatever you were asked to. Your sole obsession as a blank slate, except for thoughts about the subject of your desire. And this works just like a different idea. In the case of think only of, there's only one thought in your conscious mind. Everything else is in the timeout, in the void zone. On the other hand, if we said, you can forget some idea or concept, if we said, you can forget your name, then all thoughts and memories of your name would be placed in the void for a while. They would be inaccessible. You can forget resisting. That's a good hypnotic one, isn't it? You can forget. You can forget resisting. You can forget your name. You can relax. You can forget disobeying. That kind of thing. Think only of pleasure. You can forget resistance. That kind of thing. Your mind would fill with pleasure. Resisting would be forgotten. You can forget disobeying. Think only of the things you're told. Or, someone could just say, be blank, followed by your name, or be blank, pet. And then you'd find you were happy to stare straight ahead, and do whatever you were posed to do, whatever you were asked to do. Do it happily and blankly. You can forget. And I think we'd both agree that being able to forget things for fun, recreationally, to temporarily exile some of your thoughts, some portions of your mind, to that box where thoughts travel in pointless, endless loops, the void, unable to get out into your conscious awareness, the same place all your thoughts go when you are blank, until you execute one of those other suggested ways of thinking. And that's the wonderful blankness that we've cultivated at this deep part of your mind. Now, we counted down from 10 to get you down here, so we're going to count up to 10 to get you out again, reinforcing those three little phrases as we go. And you'll find that your blank mind has listened very well. You may find you can hardly remember the contents of the session, that they have been left dreamlike by the wayside. But that's actually part of the fun. Unless you need to remember for some reason, or for your own comfort, just forget. You can forget what happened during this file, except the triggers will still affect you, and you'll remember how blissful it feels to follow them. And as you wake slowly, those important phrases will burn bright in your mind. Being blank, pet. Thinking only of how fun it's going to be for someone to use them with you. And you can forget everything down here, except the power and potency and intricacy of those phrases. So, as you wake slowly, I'll count up from 1 to 10, and reinforce each one. It will stay in your mind, pleasurable and complete. And when you hear, be blank, pet, you'll feel your mind fade into a blank vacancy. It may be different for each person. The way you segment your mind is unique to you, and there is no incorrect way. It is personal, unique, and pleasurable. An experience where you can temporarily suspend all judgment, like sleepwalking but more precise and careful, like dreaming but with someone else's guidance, and in safety. Or perhaps no guidance at all. Maybe you'll just blank yourself until the needs of your life call you to do something else. A good way to relax and pass the time. Content to just lie there, enjoying your function and existence as a blank emptiness, for as long as you have no other obligations. And when you are told to think only of some concept, like relaxing completely, that idea will fill you with the same hypnotic bliss that my words do, and you will follow it. That thought will move from the void to the active part of your mind, the only kind of idea that can send things out to your body. Out to your conscious mind, will be the one you are to think only of. And when you are told, you can forget. Of course you can. You can let things fall away as you let thoughts fall away in dreams, or unimportant details fade into the background of your mind. Just leave that thought in the empty void of your mind, and the rest of you proceeds normally. You have an idea which will never cross that bridge until you're back to normal. And you will eventually be. When you need to be. Now, even though your awakening begins, all of these things rest deeply. They inform your mind, fuel your blank following of these phrases, and the future words that will define your existence. And when you hear, be blank, pet, you will be open, receptive, ready, suggestible. When there are only blank thoughts in the conscious part of your mind, an outside voice will become the only thing in your mind. So, 1. Remember, when you hear be blank followed by your name or the word pet, you will lay there pleasured, as all of your thoughts are wiped gently away, staring, posing as you are told, posing as you are moved to, blank, your thought only on the moment, the past gone, apprehension gone, just bliss and a smile, happy blinking eyes, head empty, brain taken away and allowed to roll over for a bit. 2. And of course it feels very good to behave like that as you slowly wake up. The feeling of that pleasure. And 3. Of course when you're told think only of, followed by a concept or idea. Think only of pleasure. Think only of sex. Think only of trance. Whatever you're told to think only of, anything at all, you will experience the feeling of thinking only of those things, and loving to do so. You're slowly waking, knowing that obsessive trigger is there now, for you to use for fun and others to enjoy. 4. But of course, like all my phrases, these can be undone just by saying normal pet. And you can say them, or anyone else can say them. It's that easy. 5. As we count up the numbers, they are irrelevant. Because what you're really listening to is the triggers, the phrases, being reinforced as you drift up for your benefit. But you'll find that anything that comes before the last number may be beyond your reach to remember. There's no use remembering, and that's the thing. Whenever someone says, you can forget, you're the kind of person who will enjoy being able to forget because you're listening here. It's something that will please you. And so your subconscious will back me up on this. And you can mention a concept. You can forget everything within this trance. And then it will fade. And that's the thing. The piece of information that came after you can forget is something that's too much of a hassle to remember. It's best left in the depths of your blank and happy mind. You can forget followed by any concept or idea. It's that easy. 6. As we count up, you wake a little more. 7. Slowly waking. You may find that when we hit 8, anything that came before this could be hazy and dreamlike. And that's alright because the surprise is more fun anyway. 9. So when you awake, it's just not worth remembering. You can forget everything prior to this number that happened during the file. Except for knowing the triggers will feel wonderful. And 10. Wide awake. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Thank you.